and to protect our needs and give our according to our needs. Herodias could not quieten the voice of the Word of God, even though he had killed John. This is the existence of God's kingdom, the essence. It is eternal and permanent. Nowadays, in our land and outside our church, what is the permanent Word of God? It is often asked. We think. So, the marriage of the same sex, that there is no significance that people think today. It's nothing to do with the Bible. It was the time of the Bible. Some people think that the Bible did not understand human rights, and we have seen becoming more natural and a right to marry the same couple, marry the same sex couples. Is it a question of doctrine, significance? Or is it just a side fact, sidetrack issue? Jesus taught that the marriage was between a man and woman only. As Jesus was a child of his time, he did not understand marriage correctly. We doubt Jesus' godliness. We notice that we are in the midst of the most central issue. If we do not confess Jesus Christ to be the Son of God, we are far away from God's Word and from the teaching of God's kingdom. And the Word of God is permanent, even though if all the people here at services, we would agree that all these people, if all the people would agree on the one issue of the world, the kingdom of God and God's Word would never change. The Word will always go there where it is enlightened. The Word of God is permanent. The kingdom of God is unfallible. The organizers of the summer services, as the organizer, the wish of the organizers, that we would not be provoked by words or attitudes of other people, that we hope that no service guest would not provoke, would not tease other people who believe in a different way. In this time, where there is this polarization is strong, one against another, it awakens tough discussions and on to direct teasing. Christian faith supports, helps, tells, teaches to love and respect one another. Hate and mockery do not come from living faith. On the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches, if someone hits you to one cheek, right cheek, turn the left cheek. The temporal mind cannot swallow this. Our mind is always revenge, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. in the book of letter of Peter, do not meet evil with evil. Do not hurt one with hurt, but bless one another, for you have been called so that you would receive a blessing for your share, your part, especially that we adults, we have responsibility to be examples of this and to show the youth and young that the young may be thoughtless and guide them in the right direction. At summer services, we see and experience so many different things between people. Special needs children and youth. There are couples without children. There are those who have lost a dear one. And impaired, are heteros and homosexuals who want to be independent and live according to God's word, different colored people and so on. Many different things, own differences may be stronger and may be painful at summer services. Being different, through being different, we can see and they can be seen. On the other hand, God has shown the calling in a special way that being different is a natural part of people and of these summer services. There are many who we can discuss with who are in the same situation in life and to share those experiences that are related to being different. Many have come for temporal needs. Who come here, as Jesus said, who come here for temporal needs? Do not seek undying bread, temporal bread, but look for that which gives you eternal bread, eternal life. Our prayer is this. We do not come here not only for the good temporal things, but at the root of the basic things. We ask, why do we live? Why will everything end? What will then happen? How can I attain eternal life? How can I remain in faith? I believe that the greatest prayer is this, that in addition to the temporal feeding, another type of feeding would happen here at the summer services, that we would offer bread and salmon soup and pizza that will not disappear, that will give eternal life. What is bread that does not disappear? It is said. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. That comes unto me will never be hungry. and that believes on me and will never thirst. Trusting in God is simple, but with your own strength, you cannot do it. The secret of faith comes from God. Only God can open it. Here at the summer services, are many different types of people here and also listening. Jesus himself said, "No one can come unto me if the Father does not so allow." It is a gift of God. It is a word that stops you who are stumbling and falling in your heart. Which direction? Why are you listening? You do not feel that this is your words. Stress and anxiety is heavy. Maybe you don't understand it, or it feels that you don't understand it. The word does not give you strength. You doubt. And maybe you know there's something in your heart that has risen up in front or before letting you believe these issues. Do not leave. Forget your faith. Pray for strength to confess your faith. Confess those sins. Open your heart. The bread of Christ is broken. In many meetings and discussions during these services. On the other hand, God awakens people so that Jesus would do miracles of his own, touch the ears of the deaf or the eyes of the blind, and would call with the voice of Christ, "Come back." If you had come here, because there are many relatives, even though you do not believe in the same way, or if you're only listening, perhaps you have believed sometime, but it is far away. After tens of years, you want to hear the word. Perhaps you have opened many doors, traveled your own paths, and if you notice that something is missing, you do not have eternal internal peace. God, your Father has awaited for you. He has been at the gate, waiting and looking to take you in. One who loves you. Or that you who have come here by chance, or you turn the radio on. Yeah, you have been interested by the services, and you have seen your neighbors are always going to the summer services. You have noticed that they are somehow different. God awakens you in many different ways. He awakens in his word and through the law. If someone has an awakening and hears the call, today at these services, you can accept this calling into the kingdom. The kingdom of God approaches you. You can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood unto peace, happiness, and joy. In the book of Romans, Paul teaches faith through hearing, but hearing through the word of Christ. The great feeding miracle happens when someone can believe the faith into their hearts through the suffering on Christ. He is broken as the bread of life through the word. That living bread many of you have come hungry to these services, and he teaches. Many leave the following of Jesus. They see, they experience that the teaching and the preaching of Jesus is unacceptable. Listen to it. But the disciples stay, and he asks his disciples, why do you stay? Peter says, where would we go? For you have the words of eternal life. I believe that many of us have come we have asked, where could we go? You have the eternal word. You have come here, and you hope that in the midst of all the hustle and bustle, you would receive this word. You can believe all your sins and doubts forgiven unto peace, joy, and happiness. Jesus' name and blood, all your sins are forgiven. On to peace, freedom, and joy. And I would also like to ask that may I believe all my sins forgiven. I want to believe together with you in Jesus' name, amen. That was Antti Koivisto.
Laulamme virren 309. Virren jälkeen seurapuheen pitää veljemme Ilkka Liukkonen Iistä. Virsi 309.
Hymn 390, and Juhani Liukkonen will speak after that.
kolmiyhteisen.
In the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. For my service today, I will read from the book of Romans, chapter 12, first eight verses, and the words are in Jesus' name as follows. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that is acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God, have dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, that is prophecy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or that exhorteth on the exhortation, be that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Amen. In this text of Romans 12 by Paul, during the first century of this era, he wrote to the believers, to the congregations around Rome. He wanted to approach those believing friends with this greeting. In the first chapters of Romans, he writes of the righteousness of God and of the righteousness of faith, of how to be acceptable in faith before God, that it is simply based on God's grace and on the merit work of his Son. He writes how the works of a man have nothing to do with it, unto be righteous. It is not the works of a person. It is totally the grace of God and a gift. These are how the first chapters of Romans tell us the basic points of our faith. In later chapters, as we heard this small portion, Paul writes of the endeavor of faith that we can say means living as a believer. Yesterday we heard through the summer service radio we heard more of this. What I remember, how it shows, how it tells of traveling towards a destination. Later, Paul tells us how we live as children of God inside God's kingdom, and also in the world that surrounds us. Letter to the Romans. When we read this, we can notice how Paul writes of the Gospels. In addition to grace and comfort, encouragement unto the endeavor, he writes how the Gospel shows the correct path. It also warns what is dangerous to faith life. Our text began, I beseech ye therefore by the mercies of God. From this same portion of God's word, Vaino Havas wrote in a Sioni Legislati paper, he wrote in this way, quote, the apostles of the New Testament speak and teach in the spirit of the gospel. They are connected to the grace that are built to the basis of faith, righteousness, and continues later. We have to interpret these portions of God's word. They are the precious teaching to his gracious children, not to cut faith, but to be protected in faith, end quote. This is what Vaino Havas wrote in the Sionis Legislati in 1933, a religious paper. This text portion advises, it encourages us in a strengthening way. Paul warns here not to conform to this world. What can this all be? What does it mean to us today? John in chapter 17, in the priest prayer of the high priest, he asks praise from God his Father. The following, I do not pray that they would be removed from this earth, world, but that you would protect them from evil. God has desired that we live in this kingdom, a part of this society that we are in. We can be and live, work, study, spend time with one another, develop ourselves, improve ourselves, whatever we want to do. But the Bible warns us seriously, conforming and attaching to this world, warns to trust or gain confidence in earthen things. During all times, there has been and there is issues that are taking us away. The surrounding has an impact on us, whether we acknowledge it or not. We accept teaching. We copy values. That is conforming, of which Paul here writes. In this land, in this country, Christian life, marriage, homes, faith have been, in the past, they were valued or thought of in a different way. In the same way, the Bible's respect is not the same as it was decades ago. We can continue this kind of list for a long time. We know this. Sin and the signs of the times is with through technology different than before. And many things around this issue load, burden us in our faith. There's always so much new that we all have to think. Our own relation, our own reaction to them. Reading this text and preparing for this sermon, I think of you young and you young adults. This surely touches all of us. There are so many questions that we cannot find a straight answer from the Bible. These are good with one another, with each other believers, to talk and discuss. It is good to think, where do we spend our time? In what kind of surrounding or what kind of environment? Can it be so that we form our own friends' bubbles for everyone who has their own ideas? Or do we have such questions that have only such known answers that we look for, we find one way or another? It is good to still that it is worthwhile to listen, that the Holy Spirit opens to the believers of this day when we go through this text. We can see it is good to approach remembering. It is the word of God's. The Holy Spirit has helped in giving birth to these texts, and it is central in understanding God's word. This advice is not old either, that it is worthwhile and important to go to services and in the listening of the word of God, either at the church or service place or online. If there is always something else to do during the time of services, where is the soul living then? Are you giving the enemy of the soul a chance to tire in faith that through your footsteps to become the faith endeavor becomes weary? It is not good to give sin a chance. So easy it is for us people. The world and the permissiveness of sin arrives. It becomes so dear. Your conscience does not warn you anymore, and the sin does not weigh upon you anymore. And we remember how we believing people, our work, our job is to stay awake, watch in our own faith, then and if when sin falls, to put it away, believe it forgiven, then it does not burden you anymore. And the view, perspective of faith is more clear and bright. Paul also writes, give your entire life to be alive and holy to God, to be a sacrifice to God. Faith is not simple selections or a way of life, but it is faith of the heart. The faith is seen as a fruit of faith in a person's life, in their thinking, and in their selections. In the same Romans, book of Romans, letter to the Romans, chapter 10, Paul writes of the faith of the heart, it brings salvation. It has become your salvation. We know this. The life of a believer can feel sometime, can break from the surrounding environment. It can be seen from the selections based on faith, and we know this. Confessing our faith and being different than the environment, it is not very easy for us. We all probably have by nature a need to be accepted. That is why these situations can be difficult at times. Why does Paul advise in this way? Isn't it not so that he knew himself how easily we conform, we build based on temporal life. We are affixed to this life. He knew especially how dangerous it can be in this time. There is a lot of juxtaposition opposition, polarization. Understanding one another intentionally in a wrong way. Our speech can be attacking, this can also be a part of us. We become hard towards another one. We have to learn, each one of us, that one near us, with their own behavior or action, can experience conflicting feelings. Can have an incredibly different understanding of a subject. He or she is according to the Bible, our near ones, our neighbor, created by God, saved by Jesus. It is correct. It is right to respect, to approach and meet all people on a fair basis. Jesus gives a good example. When Jesus was upon the earth, lovingly, but not forgetting God's word, who met those who attacked him, and those who in that time, breaking from the normal bandwagon, rejected Paul reminds in his text how believers are one flock, the body of Christ, formed, creating a kingdom of God, one serving one another, helping and supporting. Paul writes to the Galatians, encourages, carry one another's burdens, and you are carrying out the law of Christ. Still important today. Faith creates connection to other believers, as we have surely experienced. It creates a desire to help and to comfort those who are having a difficult time. We come to these services from so many different situations in life, from different homes, different types of families. We come as different people, different persons. We are all united. One thing, a living faith. Paul wrote of this, how we are all one, God's kingdom, the body of Christ, where everyone is as valuable, everyone is as important. We notice, and don't we notice? Shouldn't we notice that in a big group, in a different way, be different? That one who is the most quiet, most lonely one, It can never happen so that someone feels himself to be a stranger in his own flock. Paul writes here of different works, different services, as we heard through our dear brother. Luke writes in his gospel, God sent his own to proclaim to all created repentance and the forgiveness of sins. So it is today. Faith spreads around the world from one person to another through the preached gospel. In the 10th chapter of Romans, Paul writes of this. Faith cometh from hearing, but hearing from the word of Christ. Faith comes from hearing the word and from the written word of God, the Bible. Now that we have come together here at Kauhava for the summer services, we can see with our own eyes in these different tasks, in addition to spiritual gifts, we need many practical skills and gifts. And Paul writes of these gifts and advises to use them. They are given to us people not to be admired or hidden, but to be used. I think that these tasks of and in the kingdom of God are such that this time that we live in challenges all of us. It feels that the rhythm of life is changing all the time. There are so many things that we have to decide where we use our time. It can be close to that idea that we get the feeling that we don't want to give our time to this cause. It is logical or humane. There can be such thoughts that I do not have any of these gifts that are needed. We have our different strengths and situations in life that impact possibility to help. We can ask, pray for such a mind that each task is important, and that we have experienced the joy of work where we can experience that this work had a blessing. This work in the kingdom, it is important to remember that our task is above all the planting of the word. Paul writes to the Corinthians how God gives growth. Nevertheless, the most valuable matter is this, that we can experience in our hearts the gift of living faith. You can experience it here in these services in the midst of the peaks of life, but in the same way there. Where there can be different types of burdens in life, a meaninglessness, illness, or pain. These services are arranged for that reason also, that we want to invite people to believe and to come into God's kingdom, but also that we want to encourage those that have believed before us before. The gospel of the forgiveness of sins. God approaches you or people, offering such peace that cannot be broken by anything on this earth, in this world. Listening to these services, there are those people, that friend, who feels that I do not own this living faith in my own heart. Perhaps you feel a yearning to the children of God, restlessness, in my turn, I want to say to you, if you are near or even far away, in the second book of Corinthians by Paul, look, now is a good time. Now is a time of salvation, day of salvation. If you feel that you have traveled and you feel how far away from God's kingdom you may be, or was repentance some, regardless of how many things you had on your mind that prevented repentance, or did you have many unanswered questions about faith? You can still believe. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You can trust in this. With Christ dying on the cross, atoning all our sins, removing the power of death, hearing these words of the gospel, you can trust. You can believe that all your sins are forgiven for the sake of Christ. This gives comfort to your burdened soul and heart and sets you free from fear and sin. It brings peace to your heart. And we know God has promised give much to his own, eternal life in heaven. It is not a waste of time or worthlessness to believe. Paul wrote to here also how there are many of those with weaknesses and faults. Sin attaches and makes faith difficult. It keeps us humble. We cannot live our life without breaking the will of God. We are grace. We are saved believers, sinners. There is only one without sin, Jesus Christ. Only in Him is our security. In closing of this service, we can hear those words of comfort and encouragement that forgiveness, that gospel is heard here and from here as a gracious encouragement giving God's power whether you serve as guest in the midst of your burdens of life, in the midst of hindrances to faith, or any situation at all, sins and doubts may be upon you. You can still remain believing. As it has often been said, you can turn your gaze onto the beginner and finisher of your faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You can be secured and blessed. You can experience the oneness and the unity of God's children here and then in eternity. That is why it is worthwhile to believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Be secured and blessed. And myself, I wish to ask, can I believe all my sins forgiven and hear that blessing? So I want to believe together with you. And our common wish that everyone could experience the word of the motto, Lord, it is good for us to be here. As a child of God, in the kingdom of God, it is good to be here. Trust and to live, guided by the Holy Spirit, even though it was spoken here, of the dangers of the journey. We can watch, we can look forward in life with great bright lights, trusting in the protection of God and His blessing. Faith gives a temporal and hope of an eternal life, gives you heavenly peace, and wants eternal life in heaven. That is why it is worthwhile to believe.